This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
First, the dentist and her physician, his assistant, whatever they call them, their little henchwoman there. They come in with this tray of tools like I'm in a muffler shop. She's working in my mouth, poking and scraping and jabbing and sticking all these things in there. And then when she's done, she said, I noticed a little bleeding in your gums. Have you noticed any bleeding recently? I said, how recently do you mean? Because everything was fine when I came in. Before you started stabbing me in the face. A little ice pick.
Friday, March 21st. Going up to 63 degrees today. How's that?
Oh, yo, you did it.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. We are the Wake Up Call. And thank you guys very much for holding down the fort the last 2 days. I took the last 2 days off. My wife is out of town on a work trip. Oh, man. I got to tell you, last night my brother came over, and he is a bad influence. He's bad.
Okay, why?
Well, because it was a Thursday night. I had to work the next day, but somebody put a whiskey in my hand.
Okay.
That's fun.
And then somebody said, hey, let's sit outside and then put on funny shows.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, a big jug of peanut butter pretzels showed up to the party.
Oh, okay.
And just ruined it for everybody. I don't know who did that, who invited them. But
it feels like they got invited by Costco when you went there the other day.
Well, half of them are in my stomach right now.
Gross.
And they are not happy about that.
How much whiskey did you drink?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So how does one begin to answer a question like that?
As somebody who cannot drink whiskey, it feels like something you only have one or two glasses of.
Sure.
So can you count to one or two?
Oh, I can count to one or two.
Okay.
Did I stop? I think maybe I stopped at three. I think. I don't think I had four. I think I had three. But I don't know. Like, my brother and I don't hang out as often as we should. But when we do, we have so much fun together.
That's nice.
I know. I don't. He's like, well, we live so far apart. I'm like, you live in Oak Park. It's not even that.
That feels far. I mean,
I guess.
Not compared to, like, if you, like, my little brother lives in Arizona.
Right.
Right.
That's far.
Right.
That is no. Of course, you can't hang out when he lives in Arizona.
He doesn't want to hang out with us anyway. It's fine. Although, the only time he ever comes is when he has a frisbee golf tournament.
Oh.
It's not to see the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Frisbee golf tournament.
Yeah.
Tournament.
Yeah.
That he travels for.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. We think it's because his wife doesn't like us.
Oh.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Tiffany. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Gavin.
Hi.
Good morning, Katie.
So you're on War of the Roses, so we're here to find out what's going on with your boyfriend, James. And do I have it right that he is only going to be a boyfriend for a little bit longer?
Yeah, that was the plan. We've been together over 3 years now, but we've been talking about getting engaged for like a year.
You're both planning together for the engagement ring, for the proposal, and that is why we are here at War of the Roses. It's why you think he's cheating, because he has been working overtime to save up for it, but something is fishy about the overtime. Tell us what that is.
To pay for the ring, he said that he was just going to get some overtime hours, and it's been taking quite a while, and I accidentally saw his bank statement on his desk, and pretty low, so I don't know where
all this extra money is going.
So we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to call him up. Katie's going to offer James some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, and we'll see what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything, and then we'll bring you in regardless of what he says, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with James, please?
Yeah, this is James.
Hi, James. This is Jasmine with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Maybe. You really just, so I don't need to pay for anything?
Nope. It's just a promotion we're doing. And I won't be asking you for a credit card. Like I said, all we need to get started is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh. Can you send it to Samantha?
Okay. And then before I get Samantha's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Okay. To my special girl, see you soon.
Hi, James. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That was actually Katie. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Tiffany, because you are on War of the Roses, which is a relationship test to see if you are cheating. We offered you free roses. Hopefully you were going to write Tiffany. You did not. You sent them to some girl named Samantha. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Tiffany, you're back on. Are you there?
Who is Samantha?
What are you doing? Who is that? Is that someone you're dating?
It's just someone I know from work. It's stupid. It doesn't...
I don't understand why you wouldn't have just broken up with me. And so now to find out all this time you've been working late, it's because you've been someone else instead of just having like the balls enough to just say, hey, listen, Tiff, it's not working out. I am so upset that you would do this to me, especially when we've been talking about getting married and Lee. Oh, my God. James, I never want to see you again. I never want to talk to you again. I'm so disgusted. I'm so hurt. I'm just going to go. I don't even want to hear what he has to say. It's not even like, hey, we're great, babe. It's like, no, let's talk about the next steps and we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And then meanwhile, I can't even. I'm so angry at you, James. I hate you. I hate you.
James, are you still there?
I'm here. I don't even know who I'm talking to, though.
So what was the reason why this started?
The reason why what started?
So we're still going to go with that. Okay. All right. Well, what is the reason why you don't have any money for overtime that you've been putting in?
I don't know. I don't know about how, like my where I'm working, or like, I don't know if you're stalking me, or I don't even know who you are.
No. Tiffany told us that she saw that you've been working overtime, and that you...
Well, no, he's been telling her that he was working overtime.
Or telling
overtime,
yeah.
But
she noticed no extra money.
I don't know, you're trying to call me a liar now? I got invested.
Oh, my God.
Right? All right.
We're gonna
let him go, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Do you wanna hang on and talk to us? Maybe we can. Are you interested in BetterHelp.com? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
We can talk.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Sure, we took a little bit of a break, but that doesn't mean anything for the game.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Yeah. So, got to rest your brain a little bit.
Yes, I did. And I certainly did rest.
I hope that you did all sorts of calisthenics, brain calisthenics. And Kevin, who are we playing with today?
Claudia.
Good morning, Claudia.
Hi, good morning.
All right. So I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is all the way up to
$280.
Okay. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio, and as soon as she's gone, we will start, and she is gone. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Question one, Will Smith posted a video of him answering the question of who the best actors of all time are. He listed Marlon Brando, Denzel Washington, Daniel Day-Lewis, and him. And he wasn't kidding. He was very confident that he is one of the best actors to ever live. How about that? What live-action Disney remake did Will Smith star in?
Aladdin.
Question two, Bella Ramsey, the actress from Game of Thrones and The Last of Us, just went public with her diagnosis of autism. She got a formal assessment after a crew member assumed she was autistic because she acted like their child. A type of autism is Asperger's syndrome. Spell Asperger.
Oh, God, I'm a horrible speller. Okay. A-S-E-R-G-E-R?
Question three. Disney and Pixar announced yesterday that they're making Coco 2.
Oh, wow.
And it will come out in 2029. The movie will take place entirely in the land of the dead with an all-new adventure. Are you excited about that?
A little bit, yes.
I'm very nervous about it.
Why?
I consider Coco a perfect film,
and
I don't want them to ruin that.
Yeah, true.
In the original film, who was Coco?
Who was Coco?
3 seconds. Three, two, one. Moving on.
Sure.
Question four. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren both had to wear electric underwear while filming the show 1923. The reason why was because it was so cold where they were in Montana, it would sometimes feel like 20 below zero with the wind chill. Don't do that to old people. What temperature is freezing?
It's below something.
What temperature is freezing? 3 seconds. Three.
0 degrees Celsius. I think it's like 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Question five. Apple TV Plus is the least profitable streaming service by a lot. They announced to shareholders that they lose $1 billion a year despite spending $4 billion a year on content. So at that rate, if they spent $36 billion, how much have they lost?
Wait, so it's
If they spent $36 billion, how much have they lost?
But they originally had $4 billion?
They spend $4 billion a year, and they lose $1
billion. So wait, what is my beginning cost here?
They spend... Is this too confusing, Kevin?
I got it.
They spend $4 billion a year, and they lose $1
billion. Okay.
So if they spend $36 billion total, how much have they lost total? 3 seconds.
Oh,
Three, two, one. Time's up.
All right. Okay.
Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Claudia, what do you do for a living?
I restore art pieces.
You work for what?
I work for museums and I restore art pieces.
Wow, that's nice.
That's fascinating. Yeah. You know, we were just talking this morning about how somebody bought a painting at Goodwill for $3 and it turned out to be worth $3,000 because it's, I guess, a semi-rare painting. I was like, who would even know if a painting was worth money? You would. Claudia would.
Yeah, Claudia.
Yeah.
I would.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes. Can we turn the music down a tiny bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, anything. All right, here we go. Question one. Will Smith posted a video of him answering the question, who's the best actors of all time? And he said, Marlon Brando, Denzel Washington, Daniel Day-Lewis, and a little guy named Will Smith. And he wasn't kidding. He is very sure he's one of the greatest living actors of all time.
Really?
Yeah. What live-action Disney remake did Will Smith star in?
Aladdin.
Yes. I'm the genie of the lamp. Question two. Bella Ramsey, the actress from Game of Thrones and The Last of Us, just went public with her diagnosis of autism as an adult. And she got the formal assessment because a crew member on The Last of Us talked to her about autism because she acted just like his child did. And they assumed she was autistic.
Oh.
And turns out she was. A type of autism is Asperger's syndrome. Okay. Spell Asperger's.
Okay, Asperger.
Yeah.
I thought Asperger's wasn't a thing anymore.
I don't know. It came up when I Googled types of autism.
Okay.
Yeah. Question three, Disney Pixar announced that they are making Coco 2. Why is that funny?
Why are you laughing?
You remember when you tried to make me watch Coco.
Yeah. She would not pay attention.
That's so mean.
She was on her phone the whole time.
I don't think it was just that. There was somebody, our friend Rain was there too.
It was a mess.
And it...
You guys.
One of the best Pixar movies.
Right.
I'm not going to watch movies. I don't know what to tell you.
Makes me cry every time I watch it.
Because we love our family.
There was so much of Katie, are you watching? Huh?
Yeah. What?
Huh? Yeah, I'm watching.
I love that guitar. It's magic.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Who was, you? This might be hard for you to answer.
Yeah, right.
Who was Coco in the original film?
The star.
The star was Miguel.
Yeah.
Oh, the boy isn't Coco?
No, the boy is Miguel.
I'm so mad at you.
So, Kevin, who is Coco?
The grandmother.
Yeah.
Do you know what the dog was called?
I'm so mad. Perro.
No.
That's dog in Spanish, yes.
Right.
Question four. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren both had to wear electric underwear while they filmed the show 1923 because they filmed it in Montana, where sometimes it was 20 below zero with the wind chill.
So it was warming under.
Yes, don't do that to them. What temperature is freezing?
32 degrees.
Yes, that is correct. Question five. Apple TV Plus is the least profitable streaming service. They announced to shareholders that they lose $1 billion every year, despite spending $4 billion a year on content. So at that rate, if they spent $36 billion, how much have they lost?
So they've spent $36 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the question? Okay, 36 billion.
Yeah, how much have they lost?
They've lost, how many years have they been doing this?
Well, I guess that's kind of what I want to know.
Oh.
I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Okay.
3, 2,
12.
Okay. They've lost $9 billion.
Okay.
Claudia, are you there? Claudia?
She left.
Did she?
She don't like
no,
you.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's here.
Okay.
She's touching up a painting.
Yeah. All right. Final score. You both got 3.
Oh,
it's a tie.
None of y'all got the math question.
Yeah.
It might have been too complicated.
You just do fractions.
Four times.
4/1 divide. How many fours go into 360?
That's what I thought. Like, what is 36 divided by 4?
Yeah, not.
And there's your answer.
It's
That's
fine.
What I thought. It doesn't matter. Claudia, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart. I love that. And we're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow, making it a big, fat $300 jackpot. Not tomorrow, Monday.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So a major celebrity, I'll play the audio in a second, admitted that she purchased her own engagement ring. Or at least most of it. And we want to know, ladies, would you do that? You can call or text us, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. The celebrity in question is Kim Kardashian. And it was Chris Humphries.
Oh, okay.
Now, give me a little bit of background as somebody who's not super into the Kardashians.
So this was her second husband.
Okay. So she already had an engagement ring the first time. This time around, this is what she said about it.
Wait, Lorraine, my Chris Humphries ring was an emerald cut, right? How many carats? 18?
About 18 with the sides.
Did you keep it?
I didn't keep that. I was pregnant with North, still married to him. And in order to divorce him, he said I had to give him the ring in my divorce.
Jesus.
That she bought,
that
the
I
way.
Bought.
Wow.
Yeah. Savage.
She contributed a fifth.
You know what? Best getting rid of
yeah.
what you could have done. Was
I know, but I would have loved a collection.
Okay. There's so much in that to unpack. We're only going to talk about the engagement ring, but like, she's mad, like, I was still married to him, but pregnant with another guy's baby.
Well, what if he's like, if he's not giving her the divorce, if he's
yeah,
kicking the can
true.
Down the road.
Is that what he did?
I don't know that much
okay.
enough about them.
Text messages coming in. This one says, I don't think it's a big deal. You get what you want. I mean, there you go. Somebody else said, only after they proposed with what I'm assuming to be less than acceptable ring. And I wanted to be a jerk and get a better one. I think that's somebody who actually did buy themselves an engagement ring. Wow, you replaced it?
That's rough.
Oh.
That's rough. I wouldn't mind doing the financial backing, but I would want to pick it out myself. I would still want to be surprised by it. But I would say, like, I want it to be roughly like this. If you can't afford it, we're going to get married anyway. We're going to merge our money together. What difference does it make?
I mean, I guess that's... Would you do that with another gift? Like, would you buy your own Christmas presents?
No, but I mean, a Christmas gift is significantly less money.
Well, that's
and
true.
You're not stuck with it every single day for the rest of your life. If I get a pair of shoes I don't like at Christmas or that somebody else paid for or it sucks, I don't have to wear them every single day and show that off.
That's true. Kevin, I want to know what you think in a second. Here's another text message to 909-1065. Honestly, if it got me the ring that I wanted, I 100% would buy my own ring outright. The ring is not necessarily what I asked for. Oh, the ring that she currently has. And although it was thoughtful, I would have paid for the whole damn thing if I could get what I asked for. Wow. Wow.
I mean,
here's another one.
It is something that you wear every single day at forever.
The only person texting in so far that disagrees, I would never buy my own engagement ring. That's the tackiest thing a woman could do. No class, all caps.
Ew.
Kevin, what do you think about this?
I don't think the woman should buy her own engagement ring, because the purpose of getting an engagement ring from your significant other is that they picked it out themselves. They want it to represent your love and forever. I'd call me a traditionalist.
Well,
but
we know you're very traditional.
What about what Katie said? Where, like, you still get to surprise her with what it looks like. You still pick it out and design it, but she just gave you all the money for it.
That doesn't make it feel like I bought it.
Because you didn't.
Yeah. It would make me feel so weird and demasculated.
Now, that is a better question. Yeah. How would you feel as men if that's how it went down?
I would feel demasculated, yeah, like Kevin said, for sure. But also, it would, for me, be a big red flag that I was marrying, but I mean, I guess you'd find this out, but if I was marrying somebody that was that materialistic,
that doesn't seem fair.
You don't think?
Well, because it depends on, is the engagement ring that you're prepared to buy $900 and she wants one that's $3,000? Because that's not materialistic.
So I guess that's a good point.
It
so there's a sliding scale.
Yeah. What was it that you could afford or were going to get that required her to step in and get something better?
I know a couple. They're older and they're wealthy. And she still has the engagement ring that her now very wealthy husband bought her back when they had no money. And I always thought it was kind of nice that she kept that and didn't upgrade it, because, you know.
It wouldn't be for her to upgrade. It would be for him to upgrade.
Or for her to upgrade, or no, whatever, for them to do it.
Yeah.
Or, like she always said, it's a reminder of where we started.
Aww.
And I thought that was nice.
I don't need to be reminded of that.
Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words, the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, everyone in the car now.
And it's time for the No Name Movie Game. 106.5.
The end. He doesn't sing, but he claps.
Right.
You no.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to that Janet Jackson concert.
Whoa, that's fun.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so let's get down to it. And we've got tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. And we're going to start with Elena. Elena? Elena?
Elena. Hi, guys. I played last week, and I, lost miserably, so I'm ready to redeem myself.
But you picked a better person this time.
Who'd you play with last
week? I didn't even get a pick, so I would have picked Kevin, and I think if I played with Kevin last week, I would have won. Sorry, Gavin and Katie.
Well, yeah. You're playing with Kevin again. So
No, she didn't play with me last week.
Oh, she played with
she
me?
She played with you, and you made her cry.
Oh, I'm sorry I made you cry. All right. Elena, 45 seconds on the clock. You understand the rules. Kevin, do you?
Yes.
Here we go. It starts now.
The opposite of bottom?
Top.
And then pew, pew, pew.
Top Gun.
Yes.
One.
Okay. This is when you're in traffic on the freeway. It's considered blank hour.
Rush hour.
Oh, two. Man,
it's just rush, but. Okay. And then this is, okay. The symbol is F-E on the periodic table.
Wow.
F-E. Periodic table.
What a clue.
What the? Okay. This is a type of car and another car. Pickup truck versus a sports car.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Cars, Fast and the Furious.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Ford versus Ferrari.
And then F-E is iron.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Iron Man.
Iron Giant. I was going to get to that.
Of all the clues.
Wow.
I thought that was the easiest clue.
All right. Well, Elena, you got two. So you're still in the hunt for these Esquire IMAX tickets. Let's talk to Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
You're playing with me this morning. So, all right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play? Do you understand the rules?
I hope so.
All right,
me too.
Not confident. Here we go. Starts now. Okay, this is a movie about a holiday that most people don't care about, or the same thing happens to them every single
Groundhog Day.
Yes, that is it. To the opposite of big.
Small.
Another word for it.
A little.
Yes,
Little Women.
Yes. That was it. This is based on a video game character. He's blue and he's fast. He's a rodent from space. He's got shoes. It was
Sonic.
Yes. Okay, this is a movie about a little girl possessed by the devil.
The
Ring?
No.
Exorcist?
Yeah!
Four.
Okay, this is somewhere over... Okay, all right. Wow, we got four, though.
Wow, I just want you to know, hedgehogs aren't rodents. Three.
What are they?
What are they?
Mammals.
Okay.
Right.
Right. All right. Okay. Tracy, stay on hold. You got four. That is the number to beat now, so let's go to Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
You chose Katie as your teammate, and you got 45 seconds on the clock. Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater on the line. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Starts now.
It's a comic book movie. There's a little tree in it that just says his name over and over.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Very good. One. This is in The Lion King, the dad's name.
Mufasa the Lion King.
Yes. Okay. Two. This is you take the red pill, you take the blue pill.
Matrix.
Yep.
Three.
Okay, wow. I see dead people.
Oh.
Oh, Sixth Sense.
Yep.
Four.
Okay. These are a bunch of superheroes. They're like the most famous ones.
Avengers.
Yes, and then there's like a name after that.
Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay. That's not fair.
If you have a really tight waist, you are.
You think Ryan would know that? Snatch. I'm so mad, you guys.
Hey, Ryan, congratulations.
Wow, so good.
You got five. That was very impressive.
Elena, I'm so sorry.
Minecraft is coming to the Esquire IMAX Theater, I believe, next week. In 2 weeks. But we got a pair of tickets to go see whatever movie you want at the Esquire. So stay on hold. We got to get your information.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you didn't know, Kevin goes to the river a lot. And he goes to the river to kind of sort things out, clear his mind, especially when he's feeling a little down in the dumps. That's your go-to spot, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
In fact, you even have your own favorite secret spots that you don't want to tell anybody about.
Yep.
And you are now expanding your river therapy. We'll call it river therapy.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh.
Beyond you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
Well, my sister, Katie, she's been feeling a little down, and I've been suggesting to do a little river therapy. I'm going to make that a word now, river therapy, to help release some of that depression from her.
Okay. He's trying to lure me to the river.
I'm not luring you. Okay? I'm finding a solution.
I want everybody to know his solution is to get me alone at the river. And I don't think that that is a suggestion we should make
because you need to be alone to feel your emotions.
But I wouldn't be alone. I'd be there with you.
No, I'll place you in your own secret spot, and then I'll have my own secret
like a
spot.
Grave?
That sounds so much worse.
No, right. No, I'm not. It okay. is very safe.
You sit right here. Don't turn around. Look at the water, and I'll be right back. Wink, wink.
I do tell people to close their eyes, too. It really gets you immersive in your...
How many people are you bringing to river therapy?
I've only brought one other person, but she has been feeling so down in the dumps. And
it sounds like the river therapy didn't work.
No, she's better now because I comboed it with river therapy and scream therapy.
That's the other thing he wants me to do. He wants me to go to the river with him and scream. And I think...
Which is the best
place
to scream.
If a man lures me to the river, I bet I will scream. I'll scream for help.
Because at the river, no one's usually there, okay? And then you can scream at top of your lungs.
Okay,
you
so I can scream and nobody will hear me.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. The other thing is, he said we can't film anything there.
because it's a moment. Do you film at therapy sessions?
No.
Right.
Great point.
Okay. This is a medical retreat.
Or if you're there, if you're trying to like, if you're trying to do some yoga or be mindful, some meditation, you probably shouldn't film that either. Mm-hmm. You know, you should leave your phone in your car. Okay, so let's just recap.
Okay, so yeah, okay, let's recap. So you're going to take me to a secluded area.
That only he knows about.
That only you know about.
Yeah.
Where I close my eyes, no one can hear me scream, and I can't have a phone.
I mean, when you put it like that without all the medical backing up of it, then it sounds like I'm going to kidnap you.
It does. It does.
Or push you in the river, and no one will find your body.
That's exactly what it sounds
like. But no, this is all for medical and therapeutical purposes.
Uh-huh. As a river therapist, okay, how exactly, how many sessions does Katie need to start feeling better?
See, so the first session, I kind of gauge where you are in your mental state.
So are you talking to her during this? Or is this all pre...
No, because I'm an empath.
I see.
We forgot I was an empath. I could feel it from a distance.
I see. Okay.
So it feels like if she's getting happier, then we just need one sesh.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
But if I feel like she's not taking it serious and I hear like giggling...
Yeah.
I can't even laugh.
We might not even... I don't know if I want to try anymore.
Okay.
So we might do multiple sessions at different rivers.
I see. Okay. So, because... It's not one size fits all.
No, there's different rivers. We have the Sacramento River, and then we have, what's the other? American River. Yeah. American River's too rapid, though. You can't really focus.
I see.
Do you ever go to Folsom Lake?
Folsom Lake is nice, but there's a lot of people there.
I see. Okay. Too many witnesses.
No. I could have witnesses if you want.
She does. Yes. Or at least access to 911.
Right.
One of the two. Can we just let her have a phone and trust that she won't dial or be on it?
Well, you have service at all the river places I take you to.
Okay.
That's great.
I can't live without my phone either.
That's great.
That is a step in the right direction.
And I need a timer to tell me when to open up my eyes. Because when you close your eyes, you're really into it and you lose track of time.
Sure. Okay.
You've been going to the river a lot. Is it helping you?
Not recently, because it's been raining, and then when the rain comes, it just stacks on the depression, so then I have to go to the river double times, but then it stacks up, so now I'm in debt to the river.
So when is the river charging you interest too?
No, my emotions are charging me.
So when the weather clears up, that's what, so like if we,
he has to make up for it.
Yeah, you need the sunlight. Vitamin D also helps with the...
Yeah.
Brain.
I mean, there is a little bit of science to back up everything that you said.
All of this is backed up. I'm a science major.
Right. But you understand where she's coming from. There's a lot of check marks.
She's skeptical because she hasn't tried it herself.
Well, I'm skeptical because women should be.
It's kind of like when you do something for the first time, like bungee jumping. You're scared at first, but when you do it, it's an adrenaline rush.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So this is going to be similar to feeling like I'm falling to my death?
See, you like to twist words, and we'll work on that.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Brace yourselves. And I am not saying that lightly. If you're anything like me, the story's going to make you cringe. It's going to make you triggered, but it's also a warning. And it's a way that we should be living our lives, always scared of everything.
Great.
There's a viral story of a woman who had to be rushed to the hospital after she stepped on her pants that were just laying on her bedroom floor. Here are the details.
It's one of the craziest things these ER doctors have ever seen.
It's impressive, isn't it?
A young woman with a key sticking straight out of her foot.
Okay.
How did you even do that?
So how did this happen?
Right, that's the important part. How did this happen?
The trouble started when she left her jeans on her bedroom floor.
I just wake up one day, get out of bed, and I stepped onto the jeans. There was a key literally in my pocket. I stepped on it. All of a sudden, I hear a crunch.
Ouch!
Okay.
Madison had accidentally stabbed herself with her key.
Right, on the bottom of her foot.
Okay, don't give any more
happens.
Details.
It happens! And I feel like... that this is something that is definitely going to happen to me. I feel like I step on things more than the average person.
Really?
A, yes. Yes. Do you not remember not that long ago when my dog was going crazy in the backyard and I went to go grab him and that son of a bitch literally ran away from me, made me fall over.
Oh, yeah.
And my corgi croc fell off my foot because they're a little too big and I accidentally stepped on something sticking out of the ground and it went right into the heel of my foot.
That's right.
Oh, God.
I also have a fear of things happening the other way.
What does that mean?
Something falling on my foot.
Oh.
Every single time I'm cooking, I would say 7 out of 10 times I'm barefoot.
Okay.
Because I'm comfy or just wearing socks. And I have the thought a lot while I am cutting something with a butcher's knife, if this slips out of my hand and falls, it's going right through my foot.
Oh.
And I know that that never happens.
Well, Gavin.
But it scares the hell out of me.
That happened to my sister-in-law.
Oh! Did anything fall off?
No, nothing fell off. It wasn't a butcher knife. I believe, if I remember the story correctly, she and my other sister-in-law were doing dishes at my dad's house, and the knife slipped out of one of the sister-in-law's hands and went into the other sister-in-law's foot.
So it was somebody's fault?
I guess. And I want to say it stuck straight up.
Oh, my God!
I'm going to throw up.
I know.
Because my butcher's knife is a weighted handle.
Oh, boy.
Because daddy likes good knives.
Okay. Look at me. First of all, breathe. There you go.
I need some coffee.
I need you to know how strong your foot is. You have one of the, I mean, despite that corgi croc story, where that flew off your teensy weensy.
It was so treacherous.
I don't think, even with a butcher's knife, it could even do you that much harm.
Because my foot's so strong.
So strong.
So big, so strong.
And brave. You have, if I was going to describe your feet as anything, the first word I would use is brave.
Wow.
What makes my feet brave?
No, the fact that you show them in public.
Right. The fact that I'm even walking around.
The width.
Yes.
Oh. The fact that you, your toes are fused together in some places.
I do. I have webbed toes. Yeah, yeah, I have webbed toes.
You're a strong swimmer then.
Yeah.
Practically a duck.
Right.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
I think you're going to be okay.
All right. So if you're just joining us, we got onto this topic because a woman had to go to the ER when she stepped on her pants and a key that was in her pocket went into her foot. And that something similar has gone through the bottom of my foot before, but I'm always worried about something going through the top. But Katie has made me feel better because I have big, strong, brave feet.
Right.
Have I recapped that accurately?
I just want to make it clear. This is our job. This is the stupid crap we talk about for a living.
Can I ask you a question while we're on this subject?
Sure.
I'm going to take my foot off or my shoe off.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I can't see the bottom of my foot.
Okay.
I don't want to.
But I have always wondered, did that corgi croc story, did it scar the bottom of my foot? Can I show you the bottom of my foot?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you're leaning back in the chair.
Please don't gonna...
Now, raising, they sit on the other side of the studio, putting my leg really high so you guys can see my heel.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy.
No.
So look quick.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Ready?
Here we go. Ready?
What? I feel like I'm about to give birth.
Okay. Right, this is exactly what it's like.
1, 2, 3. Is there a scar?
No.
I can't really see.
Is there a scar?
No.
But you do need some lotion.
Oh,
well, I'm a man.
Okay.
Yeah, rough feet, part of the bravery, Kevin.
Oh, right.
Right. You know, try it sometime.
You know those feet are hard work.
Your feet are cowards.
Mine are baby soft.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.